finding Cashel. So, how do we find our way to Cashel? We inquired tentatively, having first said, excuse me, and sorry for interrupting your work. He was standing by the roadside, a lean, gangly man, a scythe in his hand, peaked garçon-style cap askew on his head, straggly wisps of grey hair protruding from under it. A pipe dangled from his mouth. 70 and a bit with it, we thought, eyeing him up while pretending to sneak only a casual glance. We had taken good care to park our Nissan Micra out of range of the briars he was slashing, many of them heading skyward. We waited patiently, my husband, Joe, and I, while Sideman considered our question. How do you find Cashel? He repeated. Well now. Resting his scythe against the scrawny trunk of a wayward skiok bush, he peered in through the car window at us. Now, that depends on what you're wanting to find when you get there. He paused, drew on his pipe, took it from his mouth, tapped it against the leg of his trousers and said, there was a man last week wanted to find Cashel and ended up in Bohorlann. A terrible mistake. Ye wouldn't want that happening to yourselves now, would ye? Indeed we wouldn't. Joe, my husband, staunchly agreed. The poor man. So, would it be the rock you're heading for then? Yes, the rock, I suppose. Well, you'd want to be making up your minds. Oh, absolutely. I mean, of course it's the rock we want to see. Isn't that right, Joe? I gave him a sharp dig. Oh, yes, indeed, Joe chimed in. Sure, we drove all the way from Mullinahone just to see it. Scytheman took another leisurely draw of his pipe while his eyes continued to scan us. So, how long are you going to give it? There's many as thinks they can pay their few shillings to go in, and they're out the door after 10 minutes, saying they seen the rock. Well, they seen nothing. They might as well have stayed at home and kept their money in their pockets. Half a day you'd want, at the very least, he said. Anything less would be an insult to the great St. Patrick himself, who converted all the heathens of Cashel. What's more, it would show a disdain for and lack of knowledge of medieval architecture, of which there wasn't a bigger collection anywhere in the world. Well, those weren't his exact words, but they conveyed the same message. And did we know St. Patrick's original cross was still there to the good, proud as the rock it was standing on? He drew himself up to his full height. There was more to come. A Romanesque church, a Gothic cathedral, Cormac's chapel. Had we never even heard of these? And did we not know they were all to be seen right there in the heart of Cashel? Cashel of the kings. And talking of kings, surely we'd heard of the great Brian Boru, High King and Emperor of the Irish, that lived there, and the terrible fate of the Crathor, God rest him. Clearly proud of his hometown, of its world-famous heritage, and its former incumbents, he proceeded to fill the many gaps in our knowledge, carefully enunciating each word. Then, with a narrowing of his eyes, came his final observation. It might be time you were hitting the road, if 'tis the rock you're wanting to see. The day is pushing on, you know. How could we have said that we'd heard Davern's clothes shop in the main street had a huge sale, 50% off nearly everything, that we had a wedding coming up next week and not a stitch bought for it, that we were sorely in need of something decent to wear. thanking him profusely for his time and valuable information, we tore off. Two rights, a left, then straight on, he called after us. Will you, for Christ's sake, put the boot down, Joe, I said, and drive like the hammers, or Devon's will be shut before we get there. We pelted uphill, through Racecourse Cross, down the Care Road, and into Cashel, praying that there wasn't a speed trap on the road to add to our troubles. I imagined myself, next week, at the wedding, saying, in my poshest Mullinahone accent, I'm so glad you like my outfit. I bought it in Davern's, paid a fortune for it. Well, it's nobody's business that I got it for a song in the sale, is it?